the need for charity. Elder L. Ray L. Christensen, L. Ray L. Christensen, Conference Report, April 1956, pages 113-115. The wonderful addresses, the singing, and all that has pertained to the conference, including the prayers of the brethren, have found lodgment in my soul. I am determined to leave here and live a better life, and to do some things better that I may not have done so well. I hope, brethren and sisters, that all of us will have that determination. Someone said, "He who learns and learns and acts not what he knows, is like the man who plows and plows and never sows." So I hope that we can go from here and sow seeds of righteousness in our own homes and hearts and among others. Now I pray in all humility that my brief and sketchy message may not detract from that which has been said, and that I may have your sympathy and prayers in presenting what I have to say. I speak in the spirit of commendation and encouragement, and not in the way of fault-finding or criticism. I believe, my brethren and sisters, that there is a need in the world for emphasis to be given to a great principle of which the Lord has spoken many times, in which His apostles, old and modern, have advocated. That is the need of our being more charitable, and I assume that need exists among us. I know that it exists with me. I do not have in mind at this moment the relief of the suffering through the giving of our substance. That is a necessary and proper principle, of course, but rather I have in mind the kind of charity that is demonstrated in being lenient and tolerant in judging others and in judging their action, the kind of charity that forgives those who accuse us wrongfully, who misinterpret our intentions, the kind of charity that is patient in the presence of those who are quick to judge us. I have in mind the charity that impels us to be sympathetic, compassionate, and merciful, not only in times of sickness and affliction and distress, but also in times of weakness or error on the part of others. We are taught that he that is merciful shall be rewarded in kind. The Lord has said, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." I speak of the kind of charity that not only forgives but also that forgets the acts of those who trespass against us, who offend us, who hurt us. There is need of that brand of charity, if I may call it such, which causes one to refuse to speak of or to repeat unkind remarks which are said about another, even though they may be true. The more perfect one becomes, the less he is inclined to speak of the imperfections of others. There is need of that kind of charity that gives hope to those who are unnoticed, those who are discouraged, and the afflicted. There is need of charity that can instill into the hearts of those who have made mistakes the desire to repent and to seek forgiveness of those against whom they may have done wrong. After all, true charity is love in action, and it seems to me that the need of charity, like the need of God, is everywhere. There is need of the type of charity which refuses to find satisfaction either in hearing or in repeating or broadcasting the reports of misfortunes that befall others, unless in so doing the unfortunate one may be benefited. Horace Mann once said, "To pity distress is but human, to relieve it is godlike." There is need for the kind of charity that causes one to refuse to be a talebearer among the people, for, as the Apostle James taught, "If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain." Never, in my opinion, has there been recorded a more eloquent and appealing discourse or communication on the subject of charity than that found in the first epistle of Paul to the Corinthian saints, with which you are all well acquainted, but which I hope you will permit me to bring to you again. "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass, or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries, and knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long, and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, and now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity." At the conclusion of one of the last sessions of a general conference, back in 1902, I believe it was, President Joseph F. Smith appealed to the members of the church in these words, "We hope and pray that you will go from this conference to your homes feeling in your hearts and from the depths of your souls to forgive one another and never from this time forth bear malice toward another fellow creature. I do not care whether he is a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints or not, whether he is a friend or foe, whether he is good or bad. It is extremely hurtful for any man holding the priesthood, enjoying the gift of the Holy Ghost to harbor the spirit of envy or malice, or retaliation, or intolerance toward or against his fellow man, we ought to say in our hearts, Let God be judged between me and thee, but as for me, I will forgive. I will say unto you, that latter day saints who harbor feelings of unforgiveness in their souls are more censurable than the one who has sinned against them. Go home and dismiss envy and hatred from your hearts, dismiss the feeling of unforgiveness, and cultivate in your souls the spirit of Christ which cried out on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, except ye have charity. Moroni said in his farewell message to the Lamanites, Ye can in no wise be saved in the kingdom of God, neither can ye be saved in the kingdom of God if ye have not faith, neither can ye if ye have no hope. His father, Mormon, spoke of charity in these words, But charity is the pure love of Christ, and it endureth forever, and whosoever is found possessed of it at the last day, it shall be well with him. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, pray unto the Father with all the energy of heart, that ye may be filled with this love, which he hath bestowed upon all who are true followers of his Son, Jesus Christ, that ye may become the sons of God, that when he shall appear we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And in the words of Mormon, I pray, as he prayed, that we may have this hope, that we may be purified even as he is pure, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, Amen.